Welcome to Bitch Talk, booze interviews straight from the heart of San Francisco. I'm Erin, that's Shar.
Hello.
You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us at bff.fm every Monday morning from 5:30 to 6. Or you can go on to bff.fm and look for our show, Bitch Talk, and we have, I think, like 3 pages already of episodes on there as well.
When did we debut on there?
February of this year, I believe.
Okay.
It was after Sundance because I was like, oh, we have a shit ton of
episodes. Oh, yeah. I think Lulu was our first guest,
Lulu,
I think.
Was our first, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, that chick, Lulu Wong, who directed The Farewell and probably going to get a few.
Dating our friend Barry Jenkins.
Yeah, so cute. They're so cute. Yeah, so find us at BFF.fm. We're just going to do a little basic bitching, if you will, because we always can basic bitch. There was something I had on my basic bitch list last week that we weren't able to get to, but Shar, remember, like, it feels like a million years ago, you were in LA and I texted you and I was like, are you at the same wedding as a friend of mine?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Because it's a guy that used to, he was a server at one of my favorite sushi places in the city, which I actually haven't been to in a minute. I'm sorry, Sushi Bistro on Balboa. But this guy's name was Skip. Always nice to me. I always loved sitting at the bar. And I would sit there. And Sushi Bistro was one of the places in 2010 I was able to go to have dinner and watch the Giants game.
Mm.
So way back then, I used to have a blog called Urban Baseball Chick. And so I did this thing where I found cool places that weren't bars, but you could sit at their bar and have decent food and still watch playoff games.
Oh, nice.
So I did a whole blog and they were on there. But Skip was awesome. Always loved seeing him. And he was always such a nice host and bartender at Sushi Bistro. And then he ended up moving to San Diego a year or two ago. And so I was just scrolling, as you do, on your Instagram on the weekend. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Skip took a picture. He's like, yeah, I'm waiting for this wedding to start, blah, blah, blah. Then I scrolled down a few more pictures later, and it was the same exact photo. I could tell it was taken a little later in the day, but it was from Shar. And I was like, what's happening?
That's so funny.
So I hurried and texted Shar. I'm like, do you know this guy? Do you know Skip?
It was funny because my brother, it was the wedding of, I call him my other little brother. He grew up with my brother. Him and my brother were like childhood best friends. They met each other in the first grade. And then Pat was an only child. And I don't know about you, but Pat lived a different life than everybody else. But Pat was basically.
He was an only child?
Well, he was an only child and his parents were like, they were well traveled and they went to Hawaii every year and Disneyland and they had
you're saying he was spoiled.
Well, he was very spoiled, but he was an only child and right. He didn't have a playmate.
Right.
So, and they like had a cabin in Tahoe and all that. And this is kind of my memory is because, you know, we all went to private Catholic school and I was in the fourth grade. My brother was in the first grade and RJ comes home with a note, that was embossed with, you know, the letters of Pat's parents.
Yes.
And it basically was just like, hi, Mrs. Goto. We would like to invite your son, RJ, to come with us to our cabin in Lake Tahoe so that Pat has somebody to go skiing with. And yeah, like RJ's just like, hey, Mom, my friend Pat, his parents gave me this to give to you. Yeah. and then he went and, you know, my brother's one of those good kids that gets along with everybody and really well behaved and everybody loves, even until this day, and it pisses everybody off. or pisses me
everyone
off.
let's get real.
And anyways, long story longer, he became like Pat's companion all the way up until they were in high school.
So they were best friends.
Yeah. Okay. Like they grew up, although they ended up going to different high schools.
Got it.
So
Pat, that's like me and my best friend.
Yeah, Pat ended up going to a private high school. We ended up going to the public schools.
I ended up going to a private high school.
Oh, yeah. So, me. So yeah. RJ like lived this life of like he was just like super traveled all the time. Like they went to Kona every summer. They went to the cabin and they went to Disneyland. I mean, well, we went to Disneyland all the time too.
It's still
like,
do.
I mean, like, not that my life wasn't spoiled at all either, but like it was like his was like double spoiled because it's like he went on our family trips and then he got to go on somebody else's family trip.
God damn it, RJ.
But anyways, Pat got married and RJ was in the wedding. And of course, Pat basically grew up. It was one of those things where every weekend, one of them was at one of each other's house.
Oh,
so yeah. Either I was watching them because Pat was staying with us.
Right.
Which was probably what happened most of the time because my mom worked night, so it was more fun to stay at our house.
Yeah.
And or RJ was over at their house, and so it's like we grew up as like a pretty, you know, like it was like extended family of each other. And so we were invited to his wedding out in Laguna Beach.
Does he live in LA now?
Yeah, he went to Loyola Marymount College.
Okay. Yep.
And so when he went there, he became an LA boy.
Got it.
Which is funny because I remember him calling me. I remember Pat calling me 3 weeks into college wanting to come back home and transfer to a school back home because he was so homesick.
Yeah.
And then I was like, dude, that's what happens in college. You get homesick, but after a while you figure it out and then you're fine.
Right.
And once he became fine, we never heard from him again because he never came back.
He's like, cool, thanks for the pep talk, Char. I'm out of here. I'll never see you again until my wedding. Cool.
Yeah, so anyway, and then what was funny was you sent me that pic and I was just like, yep, we're at the same place. And I was like, but I don't know who Skip is. So yeah. I went to my brother who was in the wedding and I was like, well, I wasn't sure if he was in the wedding or not.
Right.
So I like went and it was a super small wedding. And I was able to like kind of look at the big seating table with your names and
chart.
Stuff.
Yep.
The chart, and I like saw the I was like Skip's an easy name to find, and sure enough I found it.
Yep.
And I was just like, oh, he's at the main table. And I was like, Jay, who's Skip? And he's just like, oh, I just met him on Wednesday or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I was like, he's like, why are you asking? I was like, well, because somebody back home knows. And he's like, oh, yeah, he used to live in San Francisco.
Yep.
And that's kind of how that all came together.
Oh, I love Skip. I miss him. That was hilarious, though. Of course.
Small world. Oh, and then my brother. It's so funny because my brother comes up to me in the middle of the wedding. I guess he, you know, had a good night at the rehearsal dinner the night before.
Wait, who, your brother?
My brother and everybody else, all the guys or whatever.
So they were hungover.
And so, well, my brother comes up to me and leans over and goes, hey, sis, I was at a bar yesterday after the rehearsal dinner, and I think I ran into our cousin Nikki, and she's here for a wedding too. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, I don't remember much. I was like, oh, jeez. And then so I had to go look up, and he goes, I'm pretty sure it was Nikki. And I was like, okay. And so I like look up my cousin Nikki on social media, and sure enough, she was at another wedding next town over, and they just happened to be at the same partying at the same
weird
bar.
Dude, and that's the weekend I don't want to bring it up, but it was so weird. That's the weekend when all the fires were just starting to happen.
Right.
And as I'll also be careful driving back to Northern California because we're on fire.
It was Armageddon. It was Armageddon coming back because there was even a part, I think.
There's a fire already down in Southern California, but not near you.
Right. And then, but then I was like driving on Highway 5 or something. Yeah, I guess it had to be 5, but there was like a blaze, some fire out in Fresno on the distance.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, what's, I'm like driving going, what's going on?
It's dry as fuck out through there.
It was just crazy.
It's just fire season. And now, like, because of all this, like, this is the third year in a row for fires. Jeff and I, you know, we're planning our wedding and shit. We're like, I don't know if we should do October or November. The weather's nicer, but I don't know. don't know how to plan around fires unless PG&E gets ousted and then they figure out
how can you
a public power grid. I don't know. I've been seeing, I mean, they're gonna owe money again.
Yeah,
they're already bankrupt, so I don't really know.
I mean, like, I don't understand how they're still the one.
I don't either. I don't either. And I thought I heard, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, does Sacramento have their own power
yes.
grid?
Yes.
Did you tell me that?
I don't know if I, it might
so
not.
So they do?
They've got.
They don't have PG&E.
They have PG&E for gas, I think.
Okay.
They have to, they use PG&E for something, but not for electricity.
Interesting.
It's like SMUD or something like that. I forgot the name of it, but.
SMUD.
But yeah, it's funny because I was talking to some friends out there and I was just like, oh, were you affected? And like, but we don't, like, PG&E isn't our go-to.
Right. But then I read some parts of Sacramento are PG&E, so I don't know.
Yeah.
And then outlying areas. So I'm like, hey, if Sacramento figured it out, then maybe we can try and figure
it out. Well, that's what I'm saying. I was like, if, you know, like, there's got to be an alternate, you know, like, people are getting tired of Comcast and
yeah.
Yeah. And Xfinity and DirecTV and everybody's going elsewhere. We've got to be able to go elsewhere for our electricity.
Like Newsom,
you'd think, right?
Newsom's going to have to figure that out real quick. Because I don't think people are going to tolerate a fourth year of fires.
Seriously.
And PG&E being like, oh, we're just going to shut off your power for who knows how many days.
Yeah, I read, what was it? Were you the one that posted that? Were one of the executives made a comment where they're just like, well.
Yeah, you can go to a. Go,
at least you. At least you still have your house to go to, yes. or something like that.
I was like, wow. You guys have. I'm glad I don't work PR for PG&E. Jesus Christ. I hope they pay those people a lot of money. Well, they don't have money. Anyways, I'm going to move on to something lighthearted.
Okay. Let's do it.
Well, you know what? I might finish with it because it's kind of a throwback. So
all right.
I'm not going to go to something that's lighthearted. Did you see the thing about eating a sandwich on the BART platform? Last week?
No.
So.
Oh, please do
I'm just
tell.
Gonna, it's whatever. It's not whatever. I'm sorry. I'm not making light of it, but it's kind of like, we've all taken BART, I think, two of us in this room. There was a video of a guy a week ago Monday. His name was Steve Foster, who's at the Pleasant Hill BART station. You clearly tell he's on the platform. He was eating a McDonald's sandwich. And a cop came by and was like, basically, so what I read was the cop came by once and said, you can't eat the sandwich here on the platform. It's illegal.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I'll let you also guess maybe what the color of this gentleman was. So the guy didn't put it away. He's like, I'm on my way to work. Like, I'm hungry. And his girlfriend was there. So the cop came by again and basically said, I told you. You can't eat that sandwich on this platform. It's illegal and I'm going to arrest you. So the girlfriend has the video of the whole thing. And of course the guy, Steve Foster's pissed. He's like, I'm trying to go to work. I'm just eating the sandwich. I'm not even on the train. And the guy's like, it's illegal in the state of California. You can't eat or drink anything on platforms and transit, blah, 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 blah. Hi, I've taken BART. I've had coffee.
Wow.
On BART, I see people drinking booze on BART, especially if you go to games.
Right.
People eat, people, have sex on BART, which is gross. Do you remember when that was a thing for a minute? There's porn.
Yeah. Well, there's,
on BART.
Isn't there a day dedicated to riding BART naked or something?
No pants.
No pants. Yeah.
So it's been interesting and the outcry and the cop and they ended up, arresting the guy. And,
wow. Yeah,
for his McDonald's breakfast sandwich. So it's been interesting to see. There was a BART board member who actually lives in San Francisco. I kind of want to try and get her on the show, but she held like a sandwich in at the one of the BART stations in San Francisco and just invited a ton of people to eat on the platform. And she was just like, it can't be like this. You can't police one person. Because if you are on BART any time of the day, someone's eating or drinking on that platform.
Right.
Or doing other things
right.
on the platform. It smells like pee most of the time. Just going to say that. So it's been interesting. I don't know what's going to happen to the cop. The head of BART is like, yeah, it should have been handled differently and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, BART, you need to get your police, get your police people together. A sandwich on a Monday morning? Really? I think he just probably didn't like the attitude, so it just escalated. It
reminded me of the time that I was eating, I was drinking coffee inside a studio when they, I was working at a radio station, and some
and was it a morning show?
It was morning show.
Yeah, so of course you had coffee.
And I had a coffee, and I was drinking coffee. Or no, I got coffee for the whole show that I was working with. And I was bringing it in the elevator, and I was in the elevator with an engineer. And the engineer was just like, you're not allowed to have coffee inside the studio. And I'm like, okay. I thought he was joking. And then I brought the coffee in because, I mean, it was this, it was a cluster of six radio stations, and all the radio stations are right next to each other. And guaranteed, every one of those four or five radio stations or morning shows that are going on right now are eating breakfast and drinking coffee.
Yep.
And I brought my coffee into my team, and I and actually the person that was running the board took her coffee and put it behind so that her coffee wouldn't be near the board.
Right. Duh.
I didn't run the board. I'm on the other side, and so was our other co-host, and they basically, and the engineer came back into the studio and like ripped all of us a new one. And I'm like, are you gonna yell at every single show?
Keep down the hall. Yeah.
It was one of those things. I was like, of all times,
right?
I was like, at that point I think I'm 15 years into doing radio,
right?
And I'm like, I've never been yelled at for having coffee, especially while I'm working on a morning show.
Right. But you weren't arrested.
I wasn't arrested. I wasn't drinking arrested.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Steve Foster. But
yeah, because they say it's, you're not supposed to eat on the trains, right? And then there's those people that like open up like,
yeah,
you know, fish.
I think Jeff told me the other day he was on, was it him? He was on BART and someone had a full on like plate with an omelet on it and they were eating it on the train with like a knife and fork.
So crazy.
So anyways, get it together, BART. There's other priorities to take care of.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry, Steve Foster, for that bullshit. Good times. One other thing, I went to San Diego over the, well, kind of for the weekend. It was more like a day and a half. So we had two lists of stuff like restaurants to go to and like this Balboa Park to go to and do all, because I haven't been to San Diego since I was 4 years old.
Right.
So I didn't.
So, well, so you, you went for work, right?
I went for a conference.
And then, so Jeff followed you?
He came, yes. He came down because we're like, well, we've talked about going to San Diego. We just haven't. And San Diego's real bro-y. I didn't know that.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, I mean, obviously because of the military, but whoa.
It's very bro-y, and there's a lot of
people like sports down there and football.
And craft brew.
There's a lot. I mean, that's Jeff's. He was very happy. He was like, I'm in my element. Minus.
But it's like, I know. That's funny you mentioned, because Pat, who I was just talking about, from whose wedding was in Laguna Beach, he's very bro-y.
Okay.
And
is he Irish?
Very Irish in the sense that his mom named him Kelly.
Like, got it. Yep.
He's PK.
Got it. Yeah.
So anyways, but very
Patrick Kelly.
Yes.
Yes.
But very bro-y. And they went to San Diego for his bachelor party.
Okay.
And I think it was like
probably Gas Lamp where I was staying.
Oh yeah, for sure. But it was, I think it was like a tour of all the craft spots.
Oh yeah. It's yeah. We went to Coronado the Saturday morning, this last Saturday morning, and it was cool. Got to see the hotel. It's historic. It's beautiful. It's like Disneyland. Had a nice brunch, and then we walked the beach, which was great. It's 80 degrees down there. It was insane. And I couldn't tell if it was either smog, foggy, or the smoke from Southern California coming down. But we ended up walking the entire island of Coronado from like the beach side to the ferry side, which was cool. It's all flat. Who cares? It was cool. And then we ended up, so the ferry takes off every hour on the half hour. Mm-hmm. So we got there super early and we're like, what do we do? And we saw this really cool dive bar on the way. I'm like, it's not that far. And if we don't get the next one, we can go on the next one. So we went to this place called the Little Club. It was pretty rad.
Nice.
Right up our alley. So great bartender. Jukebox was cool.
So you found the diamond in the rough.
Whew, yeah. And then we had some decent Mexican food down there. I still haven't had a California burrito. Sorry, y'all. Didn't have time.
Oh, wait. Where did you guys stay again?
Gaslamp area.
Oh, in that area.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we just stayed around there. The best part was I try to go to places where it has a hot tub. And the night before... No, two nights? The night before... At my hotel where the conference was, I was all ready to go, had my swimsuit on, went down there, and there were just dudes hanging out, talking hella loud. And I'm like, I'm not going to be the one girl that's sitting with weirdo dudes by myself. So I didn't end up going into that hot tub. And then the hotel that Jeff and I stayed at had only a pool, but they're like, oh, it's heated to 85 degrees and da da da. It literally was a pool of 3 feet. And so you get in, and even though maybe it was a little more than 3 feet, but we're just like, basically, we're two adults standing in a pool looking at each other. I'm like, this isn't going to be anything. It felt ridiculous. So then we got out. So I still haven't had a hot tub experience yet at a hotel this year. Have I?
You need to go to GSR.
Yeah, I know. So that was San Diego. It's cool. I don't know.
That's fun. I went.
I was going to say, when was the last time you've been to San Diego itself?
I did. I attended.
A wedding.
Yeah, no. No, what did I do? Oh, no, I attempted to run the San Diego Marathon.
Oh, really?
But I only ended up doing the half because I wasn't training enough. I had signed up for the full.
Okay.
Thought I was going to be able to have enough time to train. And then about a week before, I was just like, yeah, I'm not running this half. So I altered and went the... Or I wasn't able to run the full, so I altered and ran the half course.
When was the last marathon you did? Was that the one down in, not Bolivia? Where was that?
Ecuador was, that was.
You were like gonna.
That was a 10K and I almost died.
Okay.
That was the last race I ran.
Okay.
It was a 10K in Ecuador. And then before that, the last marathon or half marathon I did might have been. Either that or one of the Nike marathons.
Oh, okay. Have you ever done a Disney?
I signed up for one and I ended up giving my bib away to somebody.
Oh, sure. All right. 2020 goals.
Yeah, no, I'm like, it's been a while.
Do you miss it?
I do miss it. It's one of those things where it was... I wish all things aligned. Like, there was a point when I was, like, really into yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so down for yoga. And then I kind of fell off of that. And then I started running. And I was just like, man, I wish I was running when I was doing yoga. And if those were merged together, I'd be, like, in, like, tip-top shape.
Hmm.
And then I never really got 100% back into the yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did the running. And then now I'm, like... not really into the running, like not consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And or doing races, and races are so much fun to me.
Mm.
If I'm when you're doing them, it's just it's cool, and it, you know, like I have a good time. And I guess because I love competing against myself, like I could probably, I think I have a Word document that has all my race times and everything.
Oh.
All kind of, I have a log of all the races I've ever done.
Okay.
And so I've kind of got all that, and I'm like, I wish I could start I just need to jump into doing both of those things together. Cause I keep talking about how much I missed those times when I was like, oh, it, oh, so I was like, my headspace was so much different.
Mm-hmm.
Back then.
Yep.
So maybe it will normalize all the shit that I do for work.
Maybe we'll do a bitch talk goal of, obviously all of us can't get our schedules on one, but maybe we, cause I need to go back to yoga and the gym. I don't run, otherwise I'd do that with you. I don't think Angie does either because of her knee, it's all fucked up. But at least yoga, we could at least check in and do
that. That's the thing too, is like
But it's expensive also.
I don't ski anymore, but that was because I hurt my knee.
Yeah.
And so I'm not the same. I can't. And I was put on skis when I was 4 years old.
Right.
So it's like, it sucks that I go, you know, like during the wintertime, and now I just play in the snow.
Yeah. Do you do PT? Or no. Did you do PT?
I didn't do it very well. Let's just say and now that I look back on it, and at the time, and that's the thing that sucks, is when you're 20, when shit like that happens to you, when you're 27, 28,
yeah,
you think that you're a rubber band. You don't,
right.
None of that stuff matters. It's like, I'll be fine. And then now I'm just like, holy shit, I had to take care of that. I'd still be doing this.
Yeah. All right. 2020 goals. At least one of them. We could start doing one of them.
All right.
Serious. Because we need to get our shit together for 2020.
Maybe I'll have my old yoga teacher on the show.
You should.
She could.
She can give us some pep talks,
she'll,
man.
She'll talk our ears off about.
That's fine.
About our she had so many sayings. She had so many one-liners.
Well, that's the conference I went to. It was about burnout. But it, you know, we talked a lot about what burns us out. Not only just work, obviously. And the amount of work and how to manage the work, but also just being on social media and getting burnt out through all of that stuff, because we're constantly being fed shit all of the time.
Yeah. Well, it's not like the olden days when you could do just one thing and then be mm-hmm. done with it. We have mm-hmm. to, there's like five, every job is 500 things that yes. go with it.
Right. Right. So we talked about, you know, the word should and not using should, because it's negative, really. So, yes, we should be doing, we should be exercising, but we will be exercising one way or another for 2020. The last thing I wanted to end on was a little bit of a throwback. I didn't watch it. Now I kind of want to. So there was the Little Mermaid Live. Did you see anything about this?
I saw all the promotions for it,
right.
Because everybody, you know, like all the people that were doing it, that were involved, like Stamos and everybody else,
right,
were doing the press rounds, like Queen Latifah was right. on, you know, all the shows and all that. And so I saw it, I knew that it was on. I believe I recorded it, but I just haven't sat down and watched.
Are you gonna have the boys watch it with you, maybe?
I don't know.
Or is it too grown up for them?
I don't know if he likes it that much.
Oh, okay.
The little one will just go, well, the little one, he's named after the crustaceans.
Right.
So he's just going to go, oh, my name?
Yeah. I might like it. Yeah, I was mentioning it because Stamos was Chef Louis, apparently. And mm-hmm. I saw some excerpts of that. And I saw there's a lot of Twitter comments about his Chef Louis, which seemed funny. But I haven't seen anything. So I don't know. I can't comment on his Chef Louis.
I've seen his, but you saw him in his getup, right?
I saw him in the getup.
Yeah. that's pretty much, I don't even know if I've even heard any kind of reviews about it or anything. I just heard that it was coming up. I knew that it was like that night.
Yes. It was election night too. So there's a lot of stuff.
And so I was like, okay. And then I like went on and added it.
Yeah.
To the list. And so I was like, oh, it's living in there. So if I ever want to go to it, but
it could be background for editing or something.
Probably. But which probably will happen, because I think I'm a little behind on all my TV watching anyways. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's why I haven't gotten to it yet.
Right. I just know I saw something about him. He made a comment about whoever the prince is in Little Mermaid. Is it Eric?
Yes.
Sure. He referenced the prince by the wrong name or something during the live show.
Oh.
So, hey, what do you want? He's a dad now. That's my one excuse for John Stamos.
John Travolta. Adele Dazeem.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. I'm like, what happened to John Travolta? So that's it for this basic bitch. We just wanted to check in, say hi. What's up? You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us on BFF.fm every Monday from 5:30 to 6 a.m. And by the way, we will have the founder and general manager of BFF.fm this Friday. Her name's Amanda Guest on that show, so look out for her. We are powered by GoTo Productions. Bitch, please.